Hi, friends. Welcome to day two. Yesterday, you made a commitment to yourself. You carved out a time to dedicate to yourself every single day so that you can actually make this a routine. You created a little nook that you're excited to get to every day to spend this time with yourself. And finally, you created an oh shit plan in case life gets in the way and you fall off track with your new routine. Well, today, you're going to start to uncover your why. So your why is your magic compass. It's the true motivation for what you want to achieve in life. If you've already found your purpose, I still recommend this exercise. That's because your why might shift a bit over time, especially as you learn more about yourself. The most successful people in life make it a habit to always review what they've done, review what's worked and what hasn't worked, and then make a plan of action moving forward. That's in business, in life, whatever. Finding your why is important because it's hard to really know where you're going or what to even hope for if you haven't defined an end goal. But once you understand your why, you'll be able to clearly understand what makes you feel fulfilled and better understand what motivates you when you are your true authentic self, which is actually your best self, despite what we've been told. When you can do that, you'll have a point of reference for everything you do going forward. Then you'll be able to make more intentional choices for your life, and you'll inspire others around you to rise also. People think they want more choices in life, but more choices actually means more decisions. Here's kind of a weird example, but when I went vegan, somehow eating became so much easier. You'd think it'd be the opposite. I mean, keep in mind, I do live in Santa Monica, California, which is the vegan mecca of the world, basically. And I think every restaurant around me has vegan options. But when I go to a restaurant, there might be 50 things on the menu and 3 vegan options. So I only have to choose between 3 instead of 50. The same thing happened when I made the decision to always make decisions based on love versus fear. Do you know how much easier making my political decisions are or who I'm going to vote for becomes now? I just really think about the policy and think, is this some sort of protection based on fear of what might happen? Or is it a policy based on love and helping each other and coming together as community? Now let's take both of those examples back to your why. A lot of information you can find on your why on the internet is about your why for your business. Now, your personal why and your business why, in the long run, you want them to be the same. But right now, we're going to focus on your personal why. So Oprah's personal why is to be a teacher and to be known for inspiring her students to be more than they thought they could be. Now, when she's presented with a new opportunity, she can just see, does this fall in line with my own personal why? And that question can help her decide whether or not to take the opportunity. Anna Steinberg, the founder of DailyWorth.com, created this one. To use my gifts of intelligence, charisma, and serial optimism to cultivate the self-worth and net worth of women around the world. Now, mine is a work in progress, but right now, it's to inspire people to open their minds so that they can expand their potential. Now, I say it's a work in progress because through my work and through crafting my story, I'm noticing things that doesn't quite encompass. So right now, I'm actually working on writing a keynote speech. And that's involved digging up a lot of things from my past and really seeing that through line through all of it. What I'm realizing is that developing and redefining self-love is a huge part of my story, so I'm working on tweaking that right now. But with what I have currently about really valuing open-mindedness, this has helped me so much in approaching anything without judgment. So when deciding topics to have on my show or when deciding what to focus my time on, now even certain hobbies that I might have thought of as a distraction before, like taking an ecstatic dance class or doing contact improv, those are actually avenues that I can practice my life's mission. So again, it's fine to pick something that feels right for now and know that as you discover more about yourself in your own journey, you have the freedom to be flexible. Also, this does not have to be career-oriented. You can be a stay-at-home mom, the hardest job of all, and have something like to inspire by example to always choose love over fear, or to value full mind and body presence in all of my interactions and instill that in my family. Now, I encourage you to share your whys in the Facebook group. This can be really inspiring for one another. Also, feel free to ask for feedback. This community was built for you and your growth. Have fun!